Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty. What's happening there in Israel? They're on high alert. Iran is boasting they're going to attack Israel. We have we have several large ships out there in the ocean out there right now, right in the area, very, very close. The ones that carry the airplanes, and also there's some battleships out there.
There's a missile cruiser, a couple of cruisers, and
aircraft carriers, two aircraft carriers, yeah. But, you know, here's the thing. I mean, I just can't. Joe Biden, where it comes to any kind of a conflict, he's still there, Joe, and now Kamala. I mean, oh, my gosh. You know, America is in big, big trouble. I mean, I could just see. I mean, I could actually see. This would not be surprised me to, in order to keep Iran from bombing Israel, that they could bomb Israel first. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if that's what they said. We'll take Israel out first, and that way Iran can't take them out. I mean, I know that sounds facetious, but no, we have extremely incompetent people there, folks. Boy, we need to pray. We really need to pray. You know, everybody, all of you out there, you need to pray and ask the good Lord for help. We need help. Go ahead and play that clip, Kenny.
Meanwhile, as tensions in the area grow overnight, a Palestinian attacker killing two and wounding two more in a stabbing spree in Tel Aviv, right in the middle of the day. As up in the north, Americans are urged to leave Lebanon immediately. REA Lightstone served as a senior advisor to the former U.S. ambassador to Israel. He joins us now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I want to go first to this phone call that's being reported by Axios, where apparently Biden is urging Netanyahu or even scolding Netanyahu as though that it's all on Israel to end this war. What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, as I commented on X just when that call was reported, when Axios reports something from a phone call in between President Biden and Prime Minister Netanyahu, it's what the Biden administration wants to leak. Mm-hmm. That's happened for the last 3.5 years. That's their method of choice. I commented at that point in time was, I really wish that the President of the United States of America spoke to our enemies as clearly and as directly as he does to our allies. He's focused once again completely and totally on the wrong place. Instead of being forceful against Iran, he pressures our democratic ally, Israel.
Yeah, part of this report, and like I said, it's being reported, is that Biden told Benjamin Netanyahu that the U.S. would not come to their aid if Israel escalated the situation. How do you parse what escalating the situation is as opposed to responding? I mean, we saw what happened to the Druze in the north, the atrocity that happened there. You have to respond to that. So how does the Biden administration dictate what is or isn't escalation based on what may come back from Lebanon or even other places?
Your point is exactly correct. What does that mean, escalation? Hezbollah started fighting this war on October 8th. Hamas began the war on October 7th. There was a ceasefire on October 6th. So all of this has been at the fault of the Iranian proxies. The number one funder of the Iranian proxies has been the Biden administration. And they have a separate issue, which is they can't win an election because there's a Hamas wing of the Democratic Party. And until this war ends and they can pretend that this didn't exist, they won't be able to rally all of their voters in order to be able to win. So Biden and Harris are trying to dictate the terms of Israel's existential fight for existence. You can imagine, last Saturday night, we found out that there were 12 kids murdered playing soccer in Israel. And then over the course of the week, Israel successfully eliminated three arch terrorists, one of them responsible for the deaths of over 240 Americans in 1983. And the U.S. decides to tell Israel to take it down a notch. We're backwards here.
You know, President Trump reported yesterday, I think a few days ago, he was giving a speech and he said that Kamala Harris doesn't have support from what he called the Palestinian wing of her party. He said they probably support him because he's going to bring peace to the Middle East. Now, I understand what he's saying there, but Do the people of Gaza or do the people even in this country protesting, is it peace that they want or is it getting rid of Israel that they want?
No, I think President Trump there was speaking about people who care about the Palestinian people absolutely should support President Trump, because the greatest thing for the Palestinian people would be the elimination of Hamas and the rest of the terror organizations. If you look at President Trump's track record, 5 peace treaties during his term between Israel and Arab and Muslim majority countries, if you look at those countries, they all, with the exception of Sudan, have progressed meaningfully in these past 4 years. If you look in the last 3.5 years under the Biden-Harris administration, only 2 peace treaties have been conducted, one in between Iran and Saudi Arabia, brokered by China, the other in between the Palestinian Authority and Hamas, also brokered by China.
I can only imagine Israel wants peace. I think that's the pursuit of the government there, and I hope that we find it soon. REA.
All right, very good. You know, we're to pray for the peace of Israel, folks, and it's an amazing thing how, you know, Trump, Netanyahu asked Trump for advice, and here's what the advice that Trump gave him. He said, take out Hamas quickly, end it fast, end it quickly, okay? They want to keep this thing going over there, this war, and little by little, they want to sell out. You know, there's still too much in this country right now coming up to an election, and the majority of the people in this country still support Israel as our only real ally there in the Middle East, one of the America's strongest allies. And so they know that, so that they're pretending like they're pretending that when what's-his-name came out and just said, no, we're going to support Israel, we're going to stand by them. And yet what they're doing, they're holding back, they're not giving them, you know, they've got, go ahead, Joe, tell them all the planes that they need and the engines and the replacements.
Oh, yeah, Biden's been slow-walking 2,000-pound bombs. Mm. He's been slow-walking the missiles. He's slow-walking rifles. They need engines, replacement engines for the jet fighters. Some of this stuff isn't even due to get to Israel until 2025, and I think some of the jet engines have been slowed all the way to 2026. They need their fighters now. They need their engines now. They need their bombs now. They need the guided missiles now. And yet they all, it's coming. It's, and all this stuff was approved by Congress. The funding was approved. Everything was done. But it's being slow-walked by the Biden administration, and he's using it as a lever to force Netanyahu and Israel to do what he wants, which is to make a two-state peace treaty with the terrorists, which guarantees that this war will go on forever, you know, like the war that never ends. Without Hamas being destroyed, this war will never, never end. And I've got a couple of news stories that haven't hit the news, but the idea...
Yeah, but Joe, if you end the war, how is the industrial military, how are they going to make their money?
Make money. Well, yeah. They're not right now, because until that stuff ships, they don't get paid. So in a way, he's upsetting both ends of the spectrum there. But no, he doesn't want a victory. That's true.
The military-industrial complex did not care too much for Trump. Now, a lot of these others had big money. A lot of these invested in that, the Clintons and the Bushes.
Well, money is, you know, we've talked about how many times in this show we talked about, you know, the love of money is the root of all evil, and our whole government has been corrupted with, making money and power. I'm looking at this picture of a gigantic tunnel that's going into Israel from Egypt on the Gaza-Egypt border, and the IDF found this tunnel, and they're driving a truck out of the tunnel. They found the entrance, and they're driving a large truck. The tunnel's over 10 feet tall, and they've got pictures of it, and the said that this has been, vehicles have been going through the, between Gaza and Egypt in this tunnel, and they call it the Philadelphia route, and they were looking for tunnels. They have eliminated dozens of such tunnels in the area and are continuing to uncover and destroy others that they find. Now, think of the money it takes to make miles of tunnels, a tunnel big enough to drive large trucks through, the steel, the concrete, all this money we've been giving Hamas and we've been giving the PLO for charitable work, everything they take, and they take it from the people, let the people starve, let the people do without, and they put it in. Now there's, what, 350 miles or more that they know of tunnels they have found and destroyed. This is the second or third one that was big enough to drive vehicles through.
And the stink of it is, Joe, is
lied
that...
Lied to, conned, all this money that was to go to the poor Palestinians. It's Hamas is the reason the people are starving. Hamas is the reason the people are dying. They're being used for human shields. They're firing their rockets and missiles from schools and daycare centers and people's homes, and actually firing them from mosques. Everything they do uses the people in one form or another. And yet, when they ask the people, 80-90% of the people support Hamas, want Hamas. They've been brainwashed. It's such a sad situation, but this is what Hamas must be destroyed, stamped out, and there will be no peace until Hamas is gone from, you know, the Golan Heights, from that whole area there, Gaza and the Gaza Strip.
Well, you've got Hamas, you've got Hezbollah, and they're being funded a lot of by Iran.
And of course, funding Iran. The Biden administration, they had very little money when Trump had them almost broke.
Yep.
And now they've got, what, something like over near $100 billion. The Houthis have been using missiles, drones. They've attacked more ships in the Red Sea. Now they've actually attacked over 70 ships now. They've sunk two of them. They've killed four people since November. That's going on. Kim Jong-un has just moved hundreds of his treasured Sword ballistic missile launchers to the border of North and South Korea as the relations there have hit new lows, and Pauli Yang is threatening war with South Korea. And he said he would have sent more missiles, but get this. Each launcher holds four missiles, and their supply of arms to Moscow might have interfered with their capacity to have 1,000 missiles. So they've been sending missiles to Russia to fire on Ukraine. So you can think a lot of the missiles that are killing the Ukrainians are coming from North Korea. Headline, China is expanding its surveillance capabilities in our backyard. Big story about how they are putting in strategic and international, the Center for Strategic International Studies. China has been collaborating with Cuba. They are putting a huge military and intelligence presence on the island. They started back in 2019. And now the satellite image, they have built a huge structure there to spy on the United States and sent out all kinds of ways to spy on us. And then there are stories about how Congress has left the door open to terrorism at our chemical plants. They haven't done security in our chemical plants, haven't secured the computers or the plants themselves. And we are vulnerable all over. We haven't hardened our electrical grid. We haven't protected our nuclear plants. And now a big story out about how our chemical plants that produce very hazardous and dangerous chemicals are not protected or not secured and or defended.
And all this while the border's wide open.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's
Absolutely.
Almost like somebody were trying to make us as vulnerable as possible.
Talk to the border czar about that.
Make us what? Vulnerable.
Well, again, how long ago was it back in 2015? We were telling people then, okay? But especially in 2019, we were telling people, Joe, about the conversation that the Chinese government was having. You know, we watched it in Al Jazeera. You had these generals talking to thousands of these college students, their university students, and they were telling them, we own the highest office in America. We own the highest office. And there they were talking about the Biden.
And they made it plural. They also said highest offices, plural.
Right. And so, here Joe had his orders. Joe, your orders were, you know, you first of all, you got a lot of money. Your family's gotten a lot of money from China, Joe, a lot of money from China. You're going to keep that border open. You're going to keep a constant flood of drugs coming in there to help keep killing your people off, Joe.
Isn't that Kamala's job?
Yeah, you have, what, over 150,000 people have died just in the past year from that
fentanyl
and the other stuff. And then the idea about keep a good supply of children. Right now, did you know that the slave trade is greater now than it was prior to the Civil War? The slave trade in America is greater than it was prior to the Civil War.
And that's a fact. He's not pulling your leg, folks. That's been verified because of the number of women and children that have been trafficked in this country. It is America's greatest shame next to abortion.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
After abortion, human trafficking is probably, you know, is almost as bad, because many of the children end up being beaten, murdered, and die young. So it's like a slow death.
Right. And, you know, every now and then there's something like at a truck stop or something, you'll run into, you'll see a carload of women, and they look afraid. I mean, they look afraid.
They are.
Yeah. And so, you know, if I run into that, and you know, I'll approach them and talk to them, but you'll notice that these guys make sure you never get a chance to get close to the car, okay, or whatever, it's gone. So, yeah, that's big.
We got to do something about this sex trafficking, human trafficking.
Yeah, we do. But right now, folks out there, I needed to tell you, you can help us out. We can now take credit cards during the day from 1 o'clock to 5 p.m. If you want to help us support, we need it.
Eastern.
You can call 440-338-1036. That's 440-338-1036. Or you can call 440-338-1367. 330-1381-367.
And that's 1 to 5 p.m. Eastern.
1 to 5 p.m. Eastern time, yep. And we could take your, if you, we could certainly use your some help right now.
And that's credit card, and you can always still send in a check as well.
Oh, yeah. You can send a check to WRWL. All you have to do is put WRWL 14781. That's 14781, Sperry, Sperry. That's Sperry Road, Newbury. That's Newbury. That's Newbury, Newbury, Ohio, 44065. That's 44065. We could certainly.
Or just go to WRWL.org and use your credit card or PayPal. That's the easiest way possible.
Yep. Okay. So, anyhow, there you go.
One more bad news. Well, two more. Going to add, because it's just the state we're in, we need to pray for our nation. Scathing report reveals Biden-Harris administration has released dozens of migrants on terror watch list into
the U.S.
Oh,
my gosh, I've seen
that. This is out of the House Judiciary Committee's report. And they're talking, there were just recently nearly 100, and they look back to 2001. There have been over 250 illegals on the watch list encountered by the Border Patrol, released into maybe a neighborhood near you. And then they look at all the migrants that come from countries that represent security risks. thousands from Afghan, Chinese, Iranians, Syrians, Uzbekis. And then they talk about, well, we still don't know with all of the gotaways. There are so many gotaways that even if, let's just say 10% of the gotaways, that's could be as many as 100,000 terrorists or soldiers, enemy soldiers in our country, if only 10% of the gotaways are here to do bad things like this. The other headline, and this is out of the London Daily Mail, where they have more news on America than Fox News. Bloodthirsty super gang, the Tren de Aruga, moves its headquarters to outskirts of major U.S. cities. And Venezuela's most violent gang is set up right across from El Paso, Texas. The kingpin there, Hector Flores, escaped from the biggest prison there, and the mafia moved its command center to Ciudad Juarez in Mexico, right across from El Paso. And they've caught dozens and dozens of these guys trying to sneak into the U.S. And we find that this gang is now in almost every state in the country. They are taking over a lot of the drug trade. This gang is famous for its raping children, murdering. They've given authority to their people to shoot cops in a couple of cities, open warfare against cops. And it said they're not easy to track or find because they don't work or act like a traditional gang. And they are as dangerous as MS-13 or any other gang. Now, this nation, we've got three major, really, terrorist gangs loose in America in every state in this nation. And it's all because of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and their open borders. If we didn't have a single emergency worldwide, we have an internal emergency with all these horrible gang members in all of our major cities across the country.
20 million is the estimate.
We've got to get rid of these two.
20 million illegals come across that border is the estimate. Even if it's only 10 million, if it's 10 million,
that's just
and only if only 1% of those people mean to do harm to America, that is still 1% of 10 million is still 100,000, if my math is correct.
Yep, it is.
Well, here's the thing. If you go back, there was over 20 million. Those are the ones they know about during the Biden. It's really actually closer to about 30 million. But here, if you go all the way back to the Clinton and bring it forward, because you even had some coming in under Trump, okay, a very, very small amount compared to the others. But right now on American soil, there are over 50 million illegal aliens right now, okay? So if you go back, and well, you're talking about the 20 million, that's just during Biden's years.
Yeah, that's just the last 3.5 years.
Recently, yeah. The estimates are anywhere. I've seen different things from 30 to 50 million. No, that's the sad part. Nobody really knows.
And like I said, if only 1%.
So much trouble, nobody has a real hard grasp on the problem.
The Sheriff's Association thinks there's 2 million terrorists.
Yeah.
Very well could be.
Yeah. So, yeah, well, you know, again, they've opened the doors. They've brought in. All the enemy. The enemy is now. And those people, Joe Biden should be tried for treason. Nancy Pelosi, all of those in that administration.
Chuckie Schumer, all of those, responsible. Treason. I mean, they have
committed high treason.
Endured all these gangs, these terrorists, the drugs, the killings, the murders, the rapists, the sex trafficking. It is all on the Democrat Party.
And I have to sit and just shake my head when I'm watching Chris Ray under oath talking about how stressed he is because there's so many in here and that his FBI can't keep a count on them all, you know, like he really wanted to, right?
How they got here.
Yeah.
He never talks about how they got here, right, or why they were turned loose or anything else. He never says that.
Well, one of the things that's happening right now...
Well, they got here with our own taxpayer dollars.
One of the things that's happening right now is you have more and more whistleblowers coming out on this Secret Service thing, and they're blowing, they're trying to stop them. For example, Secret Service deletes email from counter-sniper saying agency should expect another assassination attempt before November due to poor leadership. Well, it's due to, they're in on it, okay? I can see how that they would try to do it again. They're paranoid about Trump now that they've managed to get to the Secret Service, too. They were the ones that people say they can never get to them, but apparently they have gotten to them. And so, there you go. It's here, but more and more, the counter-sniper sent emails Monday to entire uniform division agents, uniform division, saying he will not stop speaking out until high-level supervisors are fired or removed from their current positions. And so I think this is the one counter-sniper I heard. The counter-sniper said the emergency should expect another assassination attempt before November and complained that he is no longer proud to be a USS counter-sniper after leadership failed to protect President Trump. So there you go. This is an active, Secret Service agent.
Yeah, well, you got to figure that the average agent is not making these decisions, and they've got to be appalled by what's going on with their agency.
Oh, they are. They are. They are red-faced in what's happening. But you see,
it's all the leadership, the guys on top that are making these poor decisions, and the guy that they just made the interim director was directly involved with all this anyways. He gets a promotion out of it.
Yeah, he was the guy that they put out there to speak, but he got caught, I think. Everybody's on to him, and what's happened,
He was close. I watched some of the hearing. He was close to perjuring himself, but we don't know for sure yet. Like, he was close.
Yeah. Yeah, he was one of the ones. Well, when he said, I'll make sure that those responsible for this, it was him that was responsible for making sure they had no drones. They rejected. They said, no, we don't want the drones. The local police said, we'll put drones in the air for you. They rejected it. Snipers, they were supposed to have snipers up there. They didn't have any communications. They said they had no communications with the Secret Service. It was, the entire thing was obvious, very obvious to me. Okay, that they were all in on it. It was all a part of it.
It had to be. Like we talked earlier, the first thing you do is set up communication lines. That's the first thing planning a mission of any kind is the communications.
Well, it's either that or it's gross incompetence, and at that level, it's kind of hard to believe that that's that much incompetence. I don't know. I mean you're either really dumb or you're in on something. So it's not good either way.
Judicial Watch had an eye there on his podcast, Tom Fitton's. He had an eyewitness play give his testimony about how they were trying to communicate with the cops and the Secret Service as they saw the shooter on the.
Oh, we watched the film. People are pointing out.
So you put that together with redirecting many of his more experienced.
Well, the latest film that they've got out there now, they have show a police officer with his gun out, drawn, running around the building. But what happened, he got on the wrong side of the building where the shooter was. But people were pointing out, and the cop was trying to find him, okay? But he was up on the roof. But then, of course, you've seen the other film that they have out there. Way before it started, you saw this. While Trump was talking, the shooter's walking back and forth on the roof up
there. Three minutes before. And that video was actually taken by one of the people who got shot.
Yeah, I know. And everybody was pointing this stuff out to him, too. But the Secret Service didn't want to hear it. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away. More to come.
Read his words. signs. Can't you see these are the times? Earthquakes, famines, and pestilence are all on the rise. The love of man is waxing cold, just like the way that he foretold. With all these things now happening before our eyes, can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings? Rid up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings. When he comes in the clouds, each and every knee shall bow, every ear shall hear him, every eye shall see. Shines from east to west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings? Rid up your minds to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Our Savior and Deliverer and Redeemer, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, El Shaddai, Yahshua, hallelujah. Sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings. Rid up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings and Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Amen. And boy, I'm going to tell you, some of them don't. The Democrats don't believe it, but they will. Boy, will they. Listen, FBI director humiliates his own boss, Chris Wray, and debunks his conspiracy theory. Well, Chris Wray was saying that Trump really hadn't been shot with a bullet. It was a piece of shrapnel, okay? Maybe a fragment of glass is shot off or whatever, but no. Chris Wray, who has a record of setting up innocent men in fake kidnap plots, spying on Catholics at church, raiding the homes of peaceful pro-lifers, activists, terrorizing J6 protesters, targeting parents at school board meetings, took a swipe at President Trump during his testimony before Congress last week, Wednesday. Why, Wray suggested President Trump was not hit by a bullet, but it was instead shrapnel. With respect to former President Trump, this happened about actually 2 weeks ago. With respect to President Trump, there were some questions about whether or not it's a bullet or shrapnel. And this is funny because they were questioned by the Senate, and John Kennedy, he says, is there any doubt in your mind that the collective mind of the FBI that President Trump was shot in the ear by a bullet fired by an assassin? FBI Director Paul Abetz said, there is absolutely no doubt in the FBI's mind There never has been, okay?
And then there never has been.
Yeah, Senator Kennedy says, it wasn't a space laser, was it? And Abbott said, no. And then Kennedy said, it wasn't a murder hornet, was it? And he said, no, it wasn't a hornet. Kennedy said, it wasn't Sasquatch, was it? He said, no, sir, it wasn't Sasquatch. Well, Kennedy says, we're glad we cleared all that up.
Kennedy's awesome. I like him a lot.
Yeah, he definitely has a sense of humor.
But if you think about what we're laughing at,
should be terrifying.
This kind of thing should not be happening in our country. You know, we shouldn't be laughing at something like this. It should have never happened in the first place.
Yeah, you're right. But again, you know, the point of it is all people that forget their God, all nations that forget their God are turned into hell. You hear?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not like, you know, they weren't warned. God has been telling them, we've been preaching and preaching and preaching and preaching for half a century out there. And America has got to go ahead and do your article. He's got an article here about the woke, getting woke.
This is a Gateway Pundit article. House GOP reps Burgess Owens and Brandon Williams launch merit caucus to combat DEI in education. So House Republicans Burgess Owens and Brandon Williams announced they have launched the Merit Caucus to combat the woke infection of diversity, equity, inclusion in education. They described the caucus as a coalition of members dedicated to advancing a merit-based system in classrooms that will help ensure students are receiving the best education regardless of background or income. The left's war on meritocracy has gone too far, lowering standards for students and teachers, discouraging achievement in the classroom, and eliminating academic excellence, all in the name of equity. I am proud to launch the first ever House Merit Caucus to bring back the old-fashioned common sense that my dad and World War II vet taught me growing up. There's no substitute for meritocracy and hard work. Well, glory to God for that.
Yep.
Let's hope they actually are able to get some legislation passed to stop teaching this garbage and then restore reading, writing, and arithmetic, and men only in men in men's sports and women in women's sports, etc.
You know, the Kremlin tells Venezuela opposition to accept defeat and warns against U.S. interference. And here now, you know, here they took, they found out that this Maduro lost the election it was 40%. He only got 40% of the vote. And so Imundo Gonzalez got 60% of the vote. And so what's happening now, guess what? People are leaving their Venezuela in even larger numbers than before. And many of them are coming right here to America. So that's where they're coming.
You think that's why?
I know that's why. I mean, this guy, he destroyed the economy. The economy, you know, they were, look.
No, I mean, is Maduro still in power?
Yeah.
Did he lose?
He arrested over 2,000 people. He's turned loose these gangs. He's got these motorcycle gangs, and they run around terrorizing the people. They have orders to shoot on sight, people that are not supposed, if they're told to curfew or clear a street, and they don't. He's just totally taken over power.
Well, it's just more proof that you could vote in socialism, but you can never vote it out.
And here's what's happening. You have our Mr. Blinken is out there saying, listen, you know, we're supporting Gonzalez, and I guess about most of the world has come out on side of Gonzalez.
Why did they do that?
But what happened was it was Obama. It was Obama that helped, you know, that put him in there. That helped, you know, they sent the people in
Dominion,
to get Maduro elected here. So now they're trying to pretending that they want to help this Imundo Gonzalez. It's just an amazing thing. It seems like they can never tell the truth at all.
Well, the Dominion voting machines come from Smartmatic, which was started in Venezuela, correct?
Yep, they sent them there.
Years down there. Yep.
Yep.
And why is Blinken supporting this other guy's victory?
He's pretending to their. Remember,
they're going to say a few words, but they're not going to do anything to help the people. They're not going to do anything to encourage an uprising to overthrow the dictator. They call it a dog and pony show for this ignorant people that really don't know what's going on.
It's all lip service. It's not we haven't seen the same kind of lip service for 3.5 years. They told us that they were going to secure the border.
Yep. There you go.
They told us the border was secure.
They told us it was secure. they really didn't have to do anything, apparently, because it already was secure.
You know, another interesting thing is more and more recently you've had joint flights of Russian and Chinese flying over Alaska, flying right into Alaskan airspace.
Right on the edge.
The last couple of times you've had the American and the Canadian, planes, Air Force, escort them out of there, okay? But Russia is saying, look, Alaska really does belong to Russia, and they're going to get it back. They're going to take Alaska back. And so they're making it very, very clear. And of course, you know, this is what weakness will do for you. Indecisiveness, weakness. We see that, and of course, it's done on purpose. It's not like this is just pure incompetence. They have sold out. They got orders. The orders come down from the World Economic Forum, from George Soros, and that it is time for America to be reduced. It's time to raise China, to raise up. China is not to be the world's power, and America is not to be reduced. They have made that decision. But it's not for, we're not going to accept it. And
that's
so,
right.
There you go.
Well, tonight we've been talking about all the chaos in the economic world, in the world affairs, war, and all this, gangs, violence. What's Joe Biden been doing? Well, he's been working on a plan to ban single-use plastic utensils while the world's on fire, and he's adding these tougher regulations to plastic manufacturers.
And that's awesome.
It's going to raise costs and hurt, our plastic suppliers. And think about it. Right now, the world's on fire, and he's worried about plastic forks in the government. The directive will force government locations, military bases, government agencies to find alternatives for plastic utensils and other single-use products. And this is what he's been doing while all this is happening. Oh, he is doing one other thing. He's rushing to refill our oil reserves, our national oil reserves, because he drained them to try and bring the gas prices down, so he'd look better for the voters. And now he's having to buy this very, very expensive, over $70 a barrel oil. It fluctuates. He's desperately trying to fill the reserve up. Why? Because they're telling him we could go into war with Iran, Russia, China, and now they're scrambling to undo something they never should have done. It's a crazy world. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. If I tried to write a book and, I had this character, Joe Biden, doing all this stuff in a book, a publisher would send it back to me and say, there's no way that, they would do these stupid things,
Unless our government's been captured and been being run by a bunch of
maybe
wicked...
the aliens have invaded. they all went to Washington, D.C.
The people making the decisions hate our country, hate our republic, hate our value system.
Well, now here's what's happening. They are now saying that if Trump wins this election, it's up to Kamala Harris to certify it, folks, and that she will not certify the election if Trump wins. She will not certify it now. That Jamie Ruskin or whatever his name is,
Jamie Raskin.
Raskin, he's been out running his mouth on that. But there's been several that have come out and said that she will not. Now, if she refuses to do that, I think it's up next to the Speaker of the House. I think he's the next in line to certify the election. But I could see that. Okay, I could see that she wouldn't. Remember how Nasty Pelosi sat there behind President Trump and stood up and tore his speech up?
Yeah.
Right there, you talk about, I mean, this is unbelievable.
I wonder if they've got any kind of contingency plan in that, like to where she wouldn't be eligible to do that because she was running against him. If they don't have something already like that in the books, then that's something else that needs to be fixed.
Yep. So,
because you shouldn't have that power if you just lost the election.
Here, Democrat Communist Party Jamie Raskin earlier this year said Congress will stop Trump on January 6, 2025, and create civil war conditions. This is what he said. Okay. The February 2024 video of Raskin was making the rounds on Monday. Raskin said Congress will use the insurrection clause to stop Trump from taking office if he wins the 2024 election.
Yeah, but wouldn't he have to be convicted of citing an insurrection, which I don't believe he ever has been?
No, he hasn't, no. But, you know, again, since when did the rules or regulations mean anything to the Democrat Party? The January 6th people, some of the people were invited in by the Capitol Police.
Oh, I know.
And yet they got put in prison and spending prison terms. So, and a couple others have never had a hearing, never had bail. And they've been wanting out 2.5 years without a trial.
Hey, you know what, Kenny? You're supposed to tell me how much time I have left.
You've got about 6.5 minutes.
Joe, you got 6.5 minutes.
Minutes. All right. I'm going to start with another old hymn. So many of these hymns have such fabulous words and poetry in them. It's called Only Trust Him. Come every soul by sin oppressed, there's mercy with the Lord, and he will surely give you rest by trusting in his word. For Jesus shed his precious blood, rich blessings to bestow. Plunge now into the crimson flood that washes white as snow. Yes, Jesus is the truth, the way that leads you into rest. Believe in him without delay, and you are fully blessed. Come then and join this holy band, and on to glory go, to dwell in that celestial land where joy's immortal flow. Only trust him, only trust him, only trust him now. Why? They call him the Savior. He is the Savior of mankind. He came to this earth to take and make possible for sinful man to be in the presence of a holy, righteous God. And we know that the Bible explains very clearly that the wages of sin is death. God is righteous. And there was a problem because he gave man free will to accept him or reject him, to love him and join his family or stick out their finger and reject him and go to hell. John 3:36, he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. But we know that God's gift is eternal life. Jesus knows we're sinners, and we needed a Savior. He told us he was the way, the truth, the life, and he said, no man can come unto my Father but by me. He also told us again in John 3:3, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So we have this problem. We are sinners. We cannot enter the kingdom, but we have a way. And that's being born again. It involves our calling on the Father God and repenting from a truly repentant heart, asking God to forgive us for our sins, the sins that put his son upon that cross. Jesus had to go to the cross, take my place, Pastor Ernie's place, your place. He died, paid our sin debt. But we have to ask God to forgive us for those sins. We will be forgiven if we do it with a truly repentant heart. And then we are able to go to the Savior, to the Messiah, and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to be Lord of our life, all of our life. We have to give ourselves to him without hesitation, without reservations. We have to make him first. And when we do that, then he can send us the down payment on our eternal life. He gives us the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God. He gives us that indwelling. We become then a temple, a living temple. We house the Holy Spirit. Then we have the living God inside of us. Jesus said, I am in the Father is in me, and I am in you through the Holy Spirit. This is our spiritual baptism. We become then a new creation, a born-again spiritual believer, a child of the kingdom, a son or daughter of the living God himself, and a joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life. Romans 10:9-13 tells us that if we shall confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession of our sin is made unto salvation. For Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is...
1 minute, Joe, 1 minute. 1 minute.
All that call upon him, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Don't delay your decision. Jesus wants to save your soul, wants to give you eternal life. Don't be persuaded by a world that's indulging in sin, indifference. You can't save yourself. You have to be saved and forgiven of your sins. There's no other way but the way Jesus tells us. It's got to be God's way or nothing. But he gives us this wonderful, wonderful gift. He tells us, Jesus said when he left, in my Father's house are many mansions. I go there to prepare a place for you. If it were not so, I would not have told you. You have to make this decision, and you may not have a tomorrow to make it.
All righty. We are out of time.
So upon God tonight.
Yep. Now would be a good time because we're running out of time for tonight. So as we come to this time every night, we want to thank all the folks out there for their support. Thank them for being there. And we want to say good night.
Good night.
Good night.
God bless.
God bless you.
And always. Ready?
Keep fighting
the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.